The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and in the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend, by the chaplain, the Reverend Stephen George, and please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Psalm 121, verses 7 and 8 says, "The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore." Heavenly Father, as we get ready to go home for the weekend, we ask that you would watch over our coming and going. Protect us and keep us safe so that we may enjoy our time with our loved ones and be a blessing to our communities. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Sirpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurnburn, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
Senator from Forth, Senator from Forth is present. Senator from Cass, as noted, is present. A quorum being present, the Senate is now in session. Madam Secretary, could you please read the journal?
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 8th day, Wednesday, January 22, 2025. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Platt has renewed his motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with and to approve it as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Next order of business is introduction of guest. Next order of business is petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Next order of business is resolutions. Seeing none, next order of business is concurrent resolutions. Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm sending forward the State of the State Escort Committee, and I ask that it be read.
Madam Secretary, after it's forwarded, could you please read the State of the State Escort Committee?
Escort Committee for the State of the State. Senator Cindy O'Loughlin, Senator Tony Lukemeyer, Senator Jason Bean, Senator Travis Fitzwater, Senator Lincoln Huff, Senator Doug Beck, Senator Patty Lewis, Senator Maggie Nirenberne, Senator Stephen Roberts, Senator Barbara Washington.
We're on the business of concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator the fourth.
I have two bills.
How many bills do you have, Senator?
Two bills.
Please send those two bills forward.
No explanation required.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 611, offered by Senator May, an act relating to emergency notification systems with penalty provisions.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 612, offered by Senator May, an act relating to emergency notification systems with penalty provisions.
Introduction of bills. Senator the 23rd.
I have a bill, needs no explanation.
Thanks, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 613, offered by Senator Schnelting, an act relating to neighborhood improvement districts.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Oh, Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's very kind of you to recognize me. I have two bills, no explanation needed.
Please kindly send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 614, offered by Senator Fitzwater, an act relating to digital assets.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 615, offered by Senator Fitzwater, an act relating to construction contracts.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, I have two bills. Many people are saying they are great bills, but no further explanation is needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 616, offered by Senator Weber, an act relating to disabled license plates and placards with penalty provisions.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill. Could we please get some order in the chamber and please take your conversations to the outer galleries? Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 617, offered by Senator Weber, an act relating to reimbursement by offenders for care provided by the Department of Corrections.
Introduction of bills. Senator Maith.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation required.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 618, offered by Senator Searpoy, an act relating to electrical corporations.
Introduction of bill. Senator Lawrence.
Mr. President, I have a bill, and I choose not to explain it this time.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 619, offered by Senator Moon, an act relating to the protection of unborn children with a referendum clause.
Introduction of bills. Senator on the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills here. There's no explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your three bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 620, offered by Senator Gregory of the 15th, an act relating to private pension taxation.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 621, offered by Senator Gregory of the 15th, an act relating to nuisance actions.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 622, offered by Senator Gregory of the 15th, an act relating to the offense of rioting with penalty provisions.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees, and I ask that you recognize the Senator from Shelby for a report.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. Senator Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a committee report from your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments that I'm sending forward. A list of the appointments has been distributed, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Senator, please send the committee reports forward. Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
Hearing no objection, the request is granted. Senator Shelby.
I move that the committee report be adopted and the Senate give its advice and consent to the appointments.
You have heard the motion by Senator Shelby. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator Shelby, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator Shelby moves that the committee report be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to set appointments. Those of opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye. Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes have it. The committee report is adopted. Senator Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please refer SCR 4, 5, 6, and 7 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
Senator, those shall be referred. Senator Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, I am going to be making a motion to go to second reading of Senate bills. After the second reads are finished, we will be adjourning until Monday of next week at 4 p.m. Members are welcome to stay or leave the chamber, but there will be no formal business after we complete the second reads.
Thank you, Senator. The order of business is announcements. Announcements. Senator Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a list of second readings that I'm sending forward. Madam Secretary, please read the referrals.
Can we please get some order in the chamber? Why the secretary will do second reading of bills.
Senate Bill 96, an act relating to firearms with penalty provisions, referred to the Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 97, an act relating to financial institutions with penalty provisions, to the Committee on Insurance and Banking. Senate Bill 98, an act relating to the fraudulent use of accounts with a financial institution with penalty provisions, to the Committee on Insurance and Banking. Senate Bill 99, an act relating to the prevention of fraudulent activity with a financial account, to the Committee on Insurance and Banking. Senate Bill 100, an act relating to amending birth certificates, to the Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 101, an act relating to a tax credit for the property tax liabilities of certain vulnerable persons, the Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 102, an act relating to a tax deduction for savings accounts for long-term care, the Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 103, an act relating to financial incentives for business development, the Committee on Government Efficiency. Senate Bill 104, an act relating to a public safety sales tax, the Committee on Local Government Elections and Pensions. Senate Bill 105, an act relating to non-native invasive plants, the Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources. Senate Bill 106, an act relating to tax reform, the Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 107, an act relating to peer review committees, to the Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration. Senate Bill 108, an act relating to telemedicine, to the Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 109, an act relating to licensure of dentists and dental hygienists, the Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration. Senate Bill 110, an act relating to Kappa Alpha Phi Psi Week in Missouri, the Committee on Progress and Development. Senate Bill 111, an act relating to the designation of September as Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month, the Committee on Progress and Development. Senate Bill 112, an act relating to video lottery with penalty provisions, the Committee on Appropriations. Senate Bill 113, an act relating to grants to employers for the purpose of enhancing cybersecurity, the Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 114, an act relating to illegal aliens with penalty provisions. Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 115, an act relating to elementary and secondary education. The Committee on Education. Senate Bill 116, an act relating to elections with an effective date. Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions. Senate Bill 117, an act relating to the sole purpose of discussion of certain topics by school personnel. The Committee on Education. Senate Bill 118, an act relating to allowing public schools to employ or accept chaplains as volunteers. Committee on Education. Senate Bill 119, an act relating to abortifacient drugs with penalty provisions. The Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 120, an act relating to the expenditure of monies in certain funds by the Department of Natural Resources. Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources. Senate Bill 121, an act relating to labor organizations with penalty provisions. Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 122, an act relating to self-defense. Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 123, an act relating to foreign ownership of agricultural land. The Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources. Senate Bill 124, an act relating to library facilities within the Division of Youth Services. Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 125, an act relating to port authorities. The Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 126, an act relating to benevolent tax credits. The Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 127, an act relating to the offense of unlawful possession of a handgun with penalty provisions. The Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 128, an act relating to the Department of Higher Education and Workforce Development. The Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 129, an act relating to a tax credit for providing services to homeless persons. Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 130, an act relating to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 131, an act relating to school meals. Committee on Education. Senate Bill 132, an act relating to Black History Education in Public Schools. Committee on Education. Senate Bill 133, an act relating to underground facilities. Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 134, an act relating to public safety with penalty provisions. The Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 135, an act relating to additional protections to the right to bear arms. Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 136, an act relating to the test year for certain utilities. Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment. Senate Bill 137, an act relating to illegal immigrants with penalty provisions. Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 138, an act relating to income taxes. Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 139, an act relating to electric utilities. Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment. Senate Bill 140, an act relating to electric reliability. Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment. Senate Bill 141, an act relating to the Sheriff's Retirement System. Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions. Senate Bill 142, an act relating to the Anti-Red Flag Gun Seizure Act with penalty provisions and an emergency clause. Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 143, an act relating to public safety with penalty provisions, an emergency clause for certain sections, and a contingent effective date for a certain section. Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional.
I remind everybody that the Senate is still in session, so if you could take your conversations outside the chamber, that would be greatly appreciated. Madam Secretary, please continue.
Senate Bill 143, an act relating to public safety with penalty provisions, an emergency clause for certain sections, and a contingent effective date for a certain section. Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration. Senate Bill 144, an act relating to advanced practice registered nurses, Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration. Senate Bill 145, an act relating to the taxation of certain businesses, the Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 146, an act relating to income taxes, the Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 147, an act relating to public safety with penalty provisions, to the Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 148, an act relating to the protection of vulnerable persons with penalty provisions, to the Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 149, an act relating to food labeling with penalty provisions, the Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 150, an act relating to the Career Tech Certificate Program, the Committee on Education. Senate Bill 151, an act relating to income taxes, the Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 152, an act relating to campaign finance, to the Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions. Senate Bill 153, an act relating to the rulemaking authority of the Department of Health and Senior Services, the Committee on Government Efficiency. Senate Bill 154, an act relating to forensic examinations of victims of sexual offenses, to the Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 155, an act relating to cardiac emergency response plans, the Committee on Education. Senate Bill 156, an act relating to Chris Sifford Day in Missouri, to the Committee on Progress and Development. Senate Bill 157, an act relating to the release of certain confidential information by the Missouri Geological Survey with penalty provisions, to the Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources. Senate Bill 158, an act relating to insurance coverage of alternatives to opioid drugs, the Committee on Insurance and Banking. Senate Bill 159, an act relating to reconsideration of library materials, the Committee on Education. Senate Bill 160, an act relating to student associations at public institutions of higher learning, the Committee on Education. Senate Bill 161, an act relating to income taxes, the Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 162, an act relating to the use of passing lanes with penalty provisions, the Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 163, an act relating to an income tax deduction for certain National Guard duties, Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs. Senate Bill 164, an act relating to the abuse or neglect of certain persons with penalty provisions, Committee on General Laws. Senate Bill 165, an act relating to vehicle dealers, the Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 166, an act relating to cardiac emergency response plans, the Committee on Education. Senate Bill 167, an act relating to the offense of hazing with penalty provisions, the Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 168, an act relating to the unlawful occupancy of property with penalty provisions, the Committee on General Laws. Senate Bill 169, an act relating to transient guest taxes for tourism purposes, Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions. Senate Bill 170, an act relating to money held by the Children's Division for the benefit of a child, Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 171, an act relating to personal property assessments, Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 172, an act relating to school meals, Committee on Education. Senate Bill 173, an act relating to grants for nonprofit organizations at risk for terrorist attacks, Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 174, an act relating to fireworks protections with penalty provisions, the Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 175, an act relating to insurance coverage for prescription insulin drugs, the Committee on Insurance and Banking. Senate Bill 176, an act relating to personal flotation devices with penalty provisions, Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 177, an act relating to charter schools, Committee on Education. Senate Bill 178, an act relating to healthcare, Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 179, an act relating to advanced practice registered nurses, the Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration. Senate Bill 180, an act relating to medical malpractice insurance, Committee on General Laws.
Senator Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. With no further business coming before the body, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Monday, January 27th at 4 p.m.
You have heard the motion by Senator Platt. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until Monday, January 27th at 4 p.m.